What will it take? My message this morning was, what will it take? For goodness gracious, Jesus had just performed miracle after miracle after miracle, did he not? You know, he performed miracles, raising people from the dead, healing the sick, restoring people from blindness, restoring people from being crippled. Miracle after miracle after miracle. The message of his glory was being shared all over Judea and surrounding areas. But guess what? Those same people that spread the miracles of his victories also were in the crowd saying, crucify him. So are we not a fickle group of what? Are we not a strange group of human? And maybe that's the human frailty of things. We are just that way. We are imperfect, are we not? If you're perfect, you can probably leave right now. But I think we're all imperfect, right? I know I am. I know I am. And if you want any testimony, just ask my wife. She can tell you I'm very imperfect. But God uses us anyway. God uses us in a mighty way anyway, even through our imperfection. So Jesus gave that message to one another, to love one another. Before he left this earth, he said, one more commandment I'm gonna add to this mix of 10 commandments that you've gotten learned through Moses, to love one another. That's hard to do. It's hard to do when we assume we love one another. People assume so many things. People assume that Jesus was going to come and on a knight in shining armor with his horse and get rid of all those evil Romans. People assume that Jesus was going to be the conqueror that was going to save them from all the wretchedness of the world. He did save them, but a little bit different way than what was anticipated, right? He didn't come as a knight shining armor. He came as a suffering servant. He came and died for our sins. And that's kind of strange. People didn't, wait a minute. How can he perform all these miracles and yet hang on a cross and die? Why didn't he just get off that cross if he's performed all these miracles? That was the assumption. So it's taken years and years and years and years and years of people assuming something. But one thing is for sure, and we all know is true, that Christ is with us. Christ died for our sins. And Christ will come again. Let us pray.